You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Canada is angry. President Trump's tariffs on Canadian-made steel and aluminum exported to the U.S. has fired up Canadian leaders and consumers. On Sunday, Canada slapped tariffs on $12.63 billion worth of American-made goods, all in retaliation for U.S. tariffs on imports of Canadian steel and aluminum. And there's a growing movement among Canadian consumers to boycott U.S.-made products and services. Hashtags like iShopCanada, Buy Canadian, and Boycott USA are taking off across social media in Canada. Beth Moratidis lives in Barrie, Ontario. Beth is using her Facebook page to urge her fellow Canadians to shun U.S.-made products and buy Canadian. Beth, you've been on this crusade for how long now?
I actually started my personal one last April.
And why was
2017.
That? 2017. All right.
Because that was when the first indications came from President Trump when he started claiming there was a trade deficit. He admitted that he was making it up at the time, the exact quotas, but they have a surplus. They all do. They almost all do. That's how I know. And I kind of went, this is going to be bad. So I started creating a list of Canadian products, and it's kind of grown.
And you are not being paid, right? Nobody's hired you to do this and to kind of push this Buy Canadian effort?
No, absolutely not. This is just, I tried to Google a list, and I couldn't find one. So I decided to make my own.
And I'm looking at the list, and it is, it's got a lot of different products, from honey to toilet paper to ice cream to bread to pickles, ketchup, hard cider, whiskey, so much. How are you digging up this information?
I've had friends, family. I have also Googled specific. Well, I can't get a list of Canadian products. I've tried Canadian laundry products or Canadian fish or Canadian pop or whatever. When I sit here and I've got the TV on, often I sit there and try to Google, and people make suggestions, and I do research myself.
And I'm wondering, how popular is this movement among people that you know, your neighbors or your coworkers or people who get in contact with you online?
I have had people from across the country get in touch with me, thanking me for this list because they have also tried to find a list and couldn't find one. It is growing. And I believe that after the tariffs were officially announced on Canada Day, that the movement will continue to grow. I know personally a couple, but I know of many people who've actually canceled vacations to the States. I know I planned on taking my daughter there for graduation, but that started 2 years ago. I realized that I couldn't do that because she has a Greek father, and apparently she looks Mexican because it was never an issue. Nobody ever said a word until 2 years ago, and all of a sudden people would walk up to her at the beach and say, you look Mexican.
Were you in the U.S. when this happened?
No, I was in Barrie, and I was totally stunned. Nobody was mean to her. Nobody picked on her, but just the statement alone made me realize, yeah, I'm not going south of that border.
Prime Minister Trudeau, as we all know, announced the new tariffs on these U.S. consumer goods over the weekend. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about these Canadian tariffs at a White House briefing. Let's take a quick listen to what she said.
We've been very nice to Canada for many years, and they've taken advantage of that, particularly advantage of our farmers. And at the G7, the president actually proposed that they get rid of all tariffs and drop all barriers and have really great trade. And they refused that. And escalating tariffs against the United States does nothing to help Canada, and it only hurts American workers.
Beth, did you ever expect to see tensions, especially these trade tensions, so high between the United States and Canada?
No, I didn't. Until Donald Trump accused Canada, according to him, there's a trade surplus, which actually goes against all the data, even from the White House direct. So the trade deficit doesn't even exist. But when he said that Canada was this national security threat because of trade, I sat there and went, what? How are we a threat? Because apparently we burned down the White House 200 years ago. But we weren't even a country till 151 years ago. You know, minor details. But a national security threat over trade, that blew my mind.
How did you think of the United States, Beth, before all of this, before Donald Trump came into the White House, before you heard these statements? How did you regard the U.S.?
As our neighbor. I mean, I have neighbors over the years that I've gotten along with great. I've had some that we've had issues, but they're still your neighbors, and you still have to work together to a point. I have many friends who are American. I don't have anything against individual Americans, nothing. I respect a lot of them. I think it's amazing how many Americans have reached out to various Canadian outlets saying, we're sorry. You know, we love you. Don't take this personally because we didn't do it.
Beth, as you work on social media, you use your Facebook page pushing your Buy Canadian efforts. What's your message to President Trump and to the United States?
Trade wars cost jobs. They will cost jobs in Canada. They will cost jobs in the United States. Trade wars hurt everybody. They're not good for anyone. And if things continue to escalate, not just with Canada, but with other countries, we could end up with a recession throughout all of North America.
And what is your message to your fellow Canadian consumers?
We have to keep Canadians working. We're in a trade war, like it or not. Whether you approve of the trade war or not, this is the reality. And just as America has always promoted Buy America First, Canada needs to get on that bandwagon to buy Canadian first.
Beth Moratidis, a Canadian consumer from Barrie, Ontario, using social media, urging fellow citizens to buy Canadian. Beth, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.